Welcome everyone to the Co-Management Blast-Off Series. Today I'm joined by Rob York and we're going to look into client health. Rob, welcome.
Thanks, Lucky.
So Rob, looking into client health for co-managed devices, could you provide us a bit of an overview and the importance of client health in today's modern workplace?
Client health's important to pretty much every customer that has Config Manage because it allows them to keep on top of their Config Manager estate, especially when it comes to patch compliance rates. Making sure that customers hit as many devices as quickly as possible when it comes to software updates is crucial to pretty much every single customer and especially the security teams. And this is something that we've heard customers have had complexities with in the past. In Configuration Manager 2012, we added a in-product client health monitoring tool called CCM Eval that allows SECM to self-monitor and self-heal. And now with co-management, you have an additional tool in your toolbox so that you can monitor the client health and the client connectivity outside of Config Manager.
And Rob, in the past, you've talked about this concept of a watchdog for your estate. Can you talk a bit more about that?
So with co-management, what it means is that you have this watchdog that sits outside of Config Manager and it gives you a second channel for monitoring the health of your clients and your estate. So you can use the co-management connector once a device is enrolled into co-management. From the Intune portal, you can start to track not just the Intune connectivity, but also the SCCM connectivity and client health through the Intune portal.
Fantastic. And I understand you've got a demo you can show to lead us into that a little bit more.
Definitely. So here I am in the Intune portal, and there's a couple of different ways that we can go about finding this information, but I'm going to start with the user. I'm kind of creating a scenario where a user has rung up and they're reporting some abnormality with maybe software updates or an application that they're expecting. So I'm going to leverage our troubleshooting blade here at the bottom. And when I go in there, I can then find the user that's reporting the issues. So I just need to search for them, select the user, and that gives me the information about that user that Intune holds, including all of their devices. So I can then drill into the device that they're using for this particular case. And immediately there on the device blade, I get this co-management information, which includes that Config Manager client health data that we were talking about before. And I can see here that the client is healthy and that the last time the client checked in was just over 2 hours ago. So that allows us to see, well, the device is definitely online and the device is definitely working and SCCM is reporting that it's healthy, so there's probably some other issue. Maybe he's not been on the corporate network or maybe he's not hit the deadline so that we can dig in a little bit deeper and understand why that software that he's expecting has not been installed.
And how frequent is that communication?
The Intune client connects in three times a day, roughly every 8 hours. So that data is reasonably up to date. The information's checking in three times a day.
That's fantastic. So now with this greater level of visibility, we can start to enhance our troubleshooting process and how we go and repair these clients.
Yes, it gives you better insights into your client connectivity that you might not get from just the SECM console alone, because once a client has moved out of your corporate network, you might not have the connectivity and the line of sight to that device. With Intune being a cloud service, as long as the device is connected to the internet anywhere in the world, you're able to get that insight so that you have that additional information when you're starting your troubleshooting process for that help desk ticket that's been raised.
Excellent. So in the future, are there plans to sort of enhance this even more?
Absolutely. We're looking into ways that we can improve that and maybe help even more automation around the processes that are pulling in that information and surfacing even greater detail through that blade that we just showed right there.
Great. So if I was a customer looking to get started with this, what's sort of the first steps or the process to get there?
Well, the great news is that if you've already onboarded to co-management in your SECM environment, you're pretty much all the way there for setting this up.
So this talks to that immediate value, if you like.
Absolutely. The only requirement beyond co-management, so that's minimum of Windows 10 1709 on the client. The feature and the reporting was added into SECM 1806. So if you're on SECM 1806 and you're onboarded for co-management, you've already got everything that you need to be able to see this, and that information will already be populated in your Intune console. If you're not at 1806, all you need to do is upgrade and get to SECM 1806. And then once the clients are upgraded, that information will start being reported into Intune automatically.
So Rob, if there's a customer out there looking to gain more information, where can they go?
We've set up a one-stop shop at aka.ms/co-management, where any customer wanting to find out anything about co-management and any of the things that we've talked about in the series, they can go to that website and they can find more information. And also, there's the fast track service available to customers if they want to really dig into the co-management pieces in
Excellent.
More detail.
Thanks again for your time today, Rob.
Thanks, Lockie.
Check out the rest of the Blast Off series videos that we have online.